So we are again here at the NRB. I'm with John Mitchell, who's with, right, from Cape Town to Cairo. Is it Christ for All Nations?
Christ for All Nations. And this is our 50th anniversary year, and we are holding gospel crusades, 50 gospel crusades from Cape Town to Cairo this year of 2024.
And so all that looks to be in Africa.
This is in Africa right now, absolutely. But our ministry is all nations, so we have evangelists around the world on every continent.
And so what has led to this emphasis in Africa right now?
Yeah, well, the emphasis right now, because it's our 50th anniversary year, evangelist Reinhard Bonnke is the founder. He founded the ministry in 1974. He was working in the little country of Lesotho in southern Africa, and God gave him a vision. And three nights running, he had the same dream. And the dream was of a map of Africa being washed in the blood of Jesus. And he heard the words, "Africa shall be saved." But the fourth night, he says, "I believe God is trying to tell me something." And he launched out into that ministry of Christ for All Nations, starting with a small tent of 1,000 people, then a tent of 10,000, and then a larger one of 34,000, which was one of the largest ever. It's in the Guinness Book of Records. It's the largest moving structure. But even that became too small. And over all the years, over 40 years in Africa, he saw millions of people come to Jesus. In fact, the largest crusade we ever saw was 1.6 million people in one meeting at one time. And that was in the year 2000 at our Millennium Crusade in Nigeria. But Reinhard's vision was not that it would end with him. He passed away just over 4 years ago. But his vision was that the next generation would carry on and would not see anything decline. In fact, Reinhard Bonnke often said, "Nothing diminishes in God. Everything will increase." And he says, "I believe God is going to increase his harvest when I am gone." And the next dream that he had was just a few years before he died. And he said, "I was projected into the future, something like 20 years into the future. And I saw millions of people coming to Jesus in an end time harvest." And he said, "I saw tens of thousands of Holy Spirit empowered evangelists preaching the gospel." And when they were preaching the gospel, he said, "I heard two of them speaking. And one said to the other, 'Whatever happened to Reinhard Bonnke?' And the other one said, 'Oh, Reinhard Bonnke, he was just a forerunner of what we see happening today in the great end-time harvest of souls.'" And so right now, we are training thousands of evangelists. In fact, in our evangelism boot camp in Orlando, Florida, in the last 3 years, we've trained over 2,000 evangelists. And they're working all over the world, in every continent. But because it's our 50th year, we really felt God impose on our heart, impress on our heart, that we should hold 50 gospel crusades across the continent, from Cape Town to Cairo, across the continent of Africa. So that's what's happening right now.
And so how obviously you came to the NRB,
yep,
to raise support, raise a prayer. What would you like our listeners to know? How can they get involved? What is up there?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, they can look at our website at cfan50.org, which is our 50th anniversary year for our website, cfan50.org. Or they can find us on YouTube at the Evangelist Daniel Kalenda or Christ for All Nations USA. They can find us there on YouTube, and they can see what God is doing in all the videos that are there. But they can also be part of this great end-time harvest, and they can stand with us in prayer and in supporting us. We need more laborers for the harvest. Jesus said the fields are white at the harvest. The laborers are few. And we see so much need across not only Africa, but every continent of the world. And we see needs, and we are having requests come daily into our offices asking, "Please come and hold a gospel campaign in our city, in our nation. We need it." So we pray that your listeners and your viewers would go on to that website, cfan50.org or Christ for All Nations on YouTube, and see how they can become involved.
Yeah, so how did you get involved?
Well, it was over 28 years ago. I was pastoring in a little church in the city of London, Ontario. An evangelist Reinhard Bonnke from Christ for All Nations was coming to our city. And a colleague of mine said, "Hey, we want to get together and bring the churches together." So I said, "Yeah, that's a great idea. We'll have Reinhard Bonnke preach in our city." And he said, "Well, would you meet with one of his directors?" So I did, sat down with his director, and he said to me, "You know what? We want to launch a Canadian ministry of CFAN. Would you do it?" It was like the Holy Spirit had already dropped something in my heart years before that I need to be involved with Christ for All Nations. Because back many years ago in 1986, I was in Africa visiting my father-in-law, who was a missionary in Harare, Zimbabwe. And Reinhard was holding a large fire conference in the great tent that could seat 34,000. And as I was leaving, that was the very day they were starting that fire conference, and from the air as the plane was taking off, I could see this great tent, and the Holy Spirit said, "One day you must work with Reinhard Bonnke." So that happened almost 30 years ago. So God had already prepared my heart, and over these last 30 years, what we have witnessed has been absolutely amazing. Seeing 90 million registered decisions for Jesus. As of last week, every one of them filling in a decision card, and every one of them being ushered into a local church to be discipled. We're on course this year, Robbie, to see another, we're believing God for another 10 million salvations in this year of 2024. And we will surpass 100 million salvations for Jesus.
Wow. And so when you got involved at the original work, what role did you play?
Well, my role was to launch the ministry in Canada as executive director.
Really?
So I'm the executive director of the ministry for Christ for All Nations. So I've been in that role for, as I say, almost 30 years, but it's kind of expanded. Reinhard Bonnke had a phrase. He would say, "You know, God's reward for good work is more work." And so, as the Holy Spirit enables us, being able to be involved in our ministry in Africa, in the UK, in North America, and in other ways, and raising up another generation of evangelists and young people who will run with this vision. To see millions coming to Jesus.
I'm writing that down. God's reward for good work
is more work.
Is more work. Boy, I feel like I resemble that remark.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? But you know, we must work the works of Him that sent us while it's the day, and the day is short, but the harvest is ripe.
Yeah, God put it on my heart about a week ago, and I've talked about it several folks since I've been here that. In the movie Beauty and the Beast, which a lot of people relate to, there's this line that life is so unnerving for a servant who's not serving.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of folks, they don't understand that God gave them unbelievable gifts.
Yes.
Like Reinhard Bonnke, or,
that's right.
Or like your gift, or like whatever gift, you know, God's given me to speak, or whatever it may be.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And until you figure out, you know, the Holy Spirit kind of leads you down into how do you reflect God? And then use that for Him. It's an unnerving thing.
Yep.
But then you'll be put in a position, if you walk with Him in faith, He'll use those gifts. And
yes.
Like you say, the more you do that good work, the more you're going to be asked to give Him more work. And, you know, part of what He's doing, obviously, is making disciples, right? It's not just all those decisions for Christ.
That's right.
Every one of those is a seed.
Every one.
And that God's planted.
Yes.
That will grow more fruit.
Yep.
But they have to be discipled. And so how does that happen with Christ for All Nations?
Absolutely. That's a great question. It really happens before we go into a city and hold a gospel crusade. And usually it's a five-day gospel campaign. But we meet with all of the churches. And first of all, we have to see that there's unity with every denomination and every church. And we hold pastors' meetings and we pull together. That happens sometimes 6 months, sometimes 12 months before we'll even go. And we're equipping follow-up workers, trained follow-up workers that will follow up those new believers, that will pray with them, that will write down their name and address as they fill in the decision card. And then every single one, every single new believer that gives their life to Jesus in one of our gospel crusades is then followed up by a local church. Everyone. CFAN does not keep them. All of those decision cards are given to the nearest church where they live, and they are discipled. Because, as you rightly say, the Great Commission is about going into all the world to make disciples. We are not about a show of hands and just an estimate or a guesstimate. When you work for a German evangelist, as this ministry was founded by a German called Reinhard Bonnke, he was very precise. He did not just want, oh, just an estimate, but he wanted everyone to be written down and followed up. So that's how we work.
So beautiful. It really is. And again, when he says CFAN, you know, he says it because he says it every single day, but I broke it down for you. It's Christ for, you know, I know, I just had to think about what CFAN, what is that? Oh, Christ for all nations, right? And so if you go to CFAN.com?
Yes, CFAN.org.
CFAN.org. There you go. You got one way to do it. And then you mentioned the name of the evangelist. That also has a YouTube channel?
Yeah, it's Evangelist Daniel Kalenda. He is the successor to Reinhard Bonnke. Reinhard Bonnke passed away 4 years ago. But even 10 years before that, Evangelist Daniel Kalenda was his successor. Reinhard had the vision to see that this ministry must carry on and not decrease, but increase. And Evangelist Daniel Kalenda now is seeing an even greater response around the world than what Reinhard Bonnke himself saw. And that was his vision. So Evangelist Daniel Kalenda, you can go to his YouTube channel.
You can How do you spell Kalenda?
Kalenda.
K-O-L-E-N-D-A. Thank you so much. God bless you, John. Keep up the great work. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Robbie.